Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Monday, May 18th. I'm your host, Charles Pelkey, with these news updates from around Wyoming. Cheyenne City Councilors will decide this evening whether to push pause, temporarily, on new data center construction. The ordinance would pause new construction for 12 months, and it would not affect data centers currently under construction. Wyoming's capital city has about a dozen operational data centers, with talks of more. Councilman Mark Moody proposed that pause.
There needs to be more public input with this, and also to see how many can we sustain here in this community, because there's talks of 43 and then another day 70. How many can we sustain here?
The ordinance would require city staff to study data center impacts such as electricity use, electricity tariffs, closed-loop cooling systems, groundwater impacts, agricultural impacts, and land value. Laramie housing advocates have secured a win in their bid to turn an abandoned school property into workforce housing. Wyoming Public Radio's Jeff Victor has more.
The school board in Laramie has agreed to sell its Old Slade property to the city government for $200,000 less than its appraised value. The discount was requested by local housing advocates, who want to build more than 30 homes on the site. Securing the land for a lower price will keep the new homes more affordable. School board trustee Carrie Murthy supported the sale.
We have the opportunity to invest in something that solves a critical problem: housing for the people who teach our kids.
The city will pass the property to a local housing trust, which will see the homes built and use deed restrictions to keep them affordable for young professionals. There's no official date for when construction begins, but housing advocates hope to see new homes sometime next year. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Jeff Victor.
An Interior Department order directs national parks leaders to consider relaxing some hunting and fishing regulations throughout the West, concerning one conservation group. The Mountain West News Bureau's Jenny Kinsey reports.
In the order, Interior Secretary Doug Burgum directed the National Park Service to review and, where possible, relax hunting and fishing restrictions at about 50 sites, including Lake Mead National Recreation Area in Nevada and Kirkconte National Recreation Area in Colorado. Stephanie Adams is Wildlife Director for the National Parks Conservation Association. Though hunting is allowed in many sites, she worries about the expansion and that superintendents could feel pressured to scale back safety buffers, like those that would prevent shooting your trains. Adams says the association would
argue that all of those limitations and common sense restrictions that superintendents put in place are lawful and are in line with the Park Service's authority.
The legal basis, Adams said, is found in the Organic Act, which requires parks be left unimpaired for future generations. I'm Jenny Kinsey for the Mountain West News Bureau in Albuquerque.
Visitors to Togedy Pass have been lacking in bear etiquette this spring. That's according to a public service announcement from the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. The department says it has observed, quote, significant bear jams and poor wildlife viewing ethics. Grizzly populations have been on the rise, and biologists have observed more bears making homes near the highway. That can lead to more dangerous encounters with the public. The department is concerned after observing people follow and encircle bears. That can block off their paths near the road. Game and Fish is already working with other agency partners to steer bears away from the area, but in the meantime, wildlife managers are asking the public to not stop on the road to observe wildlife, and if that's not possible, only park in established paved pullouts and stay at least 100 yards from bears and wolves. Ahead of what could be a highly active wildfire season, technology is increasingly being used as a tool. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Jenny Kinsey reports, AI alerts are increasingly part of the early warning equation across the region.
Wildfires have become more common and more extreme in recent decades, a rising concern for communities across the West. Technology holds promise to help firefighters become aware of incidents as they spark, enhancing intervention. Arvind Setam is co-founder of Pano AI, which has deployed sensors and detectors in 17 states, including New Mexico, Arizona, Colorado, and Utah.
Last wildfire season in the U.S. alone, we detected 725 named wildfires. And of those, half of these, we were the first notification.
Setam says the fires detected by AI cameras are reported about 45 minutes earlier. Pano AI charges $50,000 per year per camera, which includes coordination with first responders. I'm Jenny Kinsey for the Mountain West News Bureau in Albuquerque.
And you might want to mark your calendar for this one. Anglers will be able to fish for free on June 6th. Wyoming Free Fishing Day allows residents and non-residents to fish most public waters without a license. This includes federal lands except within the Wind River Reservation and Yellowstone National Park. Events are planned around the state for youth and families on the same day. Check out your local Game and Fish website for details and exceptions. And now let's hear from Ivy Engel for a look at what happened this week in Wyoming history.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from history from around the state. According to the Wyoming Historical Society, on May 18, 1887, the cornerstone was laid for the Capitol building. On May 18, 1930, it was announced that the first miniature golf course in the state would open in Casper around June 1st. On May 19, 1869, the Wyoming Territory was organized with its capital at Cheyenne. On May 19, 1930, 14 city officials of Rock Springs and 9 Thermopolis municipal officers allegedly entered into a conspiracy with bootleggers and speakeasy proprietors. A federal grand jury indicted 93 residents of the two towns. On May 23, 1930, it was announced that, in accordance with the practice of years past, Casperites would have the opportunity to secure free straw hats and theater tickets for the official Straw Hat Day in Casper. And according to the University of Wyoming American Heritage Center, on May 21, 1946, the university ran ads in the local paper seeking housing from local residents. The number of summer school students, including returning GIs, exceeded the campus housing availability. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. Wyoming is home to the fastest land animal in North America. What speedy creature is that, and just how fast is it? Send your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook. We'll give a shout-out to the first person with the right answer. As for Friday's trivia question, who killed Jacques Laramie? Well, no one really knows. Laramie disappeared after leaving camp in what would later be known as the Laramie Valley in 1820. Rumors surrounded his disappearance, with some suggesting that he was killed by a fellow trapper. Others say that he was captured and killed by an Arapaho hunting party. His body was not recovered, but rumors abound about that as well, with some saying he was found in a small cabin, while others say his corpse was found stuffed below a beaver dam. Either way, his name is integral to the history of Southeast Wyoming. Congratulations to Russell Roberts, the first with the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Have a great day and join me again tomorrow.